The Moral is written by Professor Jack Benega, director of the Bonner Center for Character Education at CSU Fresno. Our reader is Kay Cummings.
Commissioned by the Center for Youth Ethics of the Josephson Institute, the Ethics of American Youth Survey polls thousands of high school kids across the country on questions such as, true or false, in personal relationships, trust and honesty are essential, or true or false, a person has to lie or cheat sometimes in order to succeed. While 93% of students on the Josephson Institute survey reported they were satisfied with their personal ethics, and while 77% said that when it comes to doing what is right, I am better than most people I know, 64% admitted in the past year to cheating on a test at least once, and 30% admitted stealing from a store. It's not a stretch to understand the responses in a very cynical way. Within the year, we've seen a governor impeached for trying to sell a United States Senate appointment, a Wall Street power broker indicted and convicted in a $60 billion Ponzi scheme, several Obama cabinet nominees accused of not paying their taxes, and countless examples of public officials who betrayed the public trust. Dan Ariely is a professor of behavioral economics at MIT and studies these sorts of behaviors. To see how social situations affect honesty, Ariely and his colleagues created a series of cheating studies. In one such experiment, undergraduate and MBA student groups at major universities were given a 50-item multiple-choice test. At the end of the test, one group of students turned in their papers as usual, but other groups were either first able to compare their responses to the correct answers or were able to tear up their tests and self-report their scores. Not surprisingly, students cheated rampantly in the various conditions that fostered fabrication. But, found Ariely, although the majority of those students who could cheat did so, most cheated just a bit. When given the opportunity to cheat, without being caught, they did not rampantly cheat. According to Professor Ariely, the probability of getting caught did not have much influence on these students' dishonest behavior. So, is there a cure for dishonesty? Ariely and his colleagues believe so. To test out their hypothesis, they administered to other groups of college students a second test, similar to the one just described, but changed in one important condition. Before taking the second test, half the college students were asked to list 10 books they had read in high school, while the other half were asked to list as many of the Ten Commandments as they could recall. Again, both groups were given the opportunity to cheat. Surprisingly, when cheating was possible, the group that recalled the 10 books from high school cheated at a higher rate than the students who wrote down the commandments. Those commandment-writing students had not cheated at all. So, what are we to make of these results? Ariely does not advocate bringing the Bible into the classroom, but he does suggest that contemplating a moral benchmark can change the level of student cheating behavior. According to him, when people are reminded of morality at the moment we are tempted, then we are more likely to be honest. It may be that if Governor Blagojevich, Bernard Madoff, or the failed Obama nominees had a more secure moral anchor, their private behavior may have been tempered. We all need regular reminders about what is and is not appropriate. While we hope these messages come from parents, as our children grow, our schools are responsible as well. But we still have a way to go in our Central Valley schools. Fresno State only recently implemented a university-wide honor code, and as yet, very few of our local high schools have such codes. A well-implemented honor code can increase academic integrity. We should all take note. The Moral is brought to you by the Bonner Center for Character Education at CSU Fresno.